Now, to a Netflix documentary called The Kingdom of Us, which is about a British family dealing with suicide. Paul Shanks took his own life in 2007. He was 51 and he had a range of mental health issues. He and his wife Vicky had seven children. At the time of Paul's death, the children ranged in age from six to, well, considerably older. How old was your oldest child, Vicky, when it all happened?
16. James was the oldest, yeah.
Right. Really, really difficult time. Oh. Yeah. And the filmmaker Lucy Cohen turned the family story into the Netflix documentary. She's here as well. Tell us a little bit, Vicky, about this decade, but what a challenge it must have been for you and for your children.
It has been a huge challenge. And have had different coping strategies, and it's been trying to help them their own individual ways to get through. But it's a horrible age. A teenager, it's a horrible age because you're already dealing with so much. But Pippa was only six and she really has struggled a lot with it.
Now, watching the documentary, as I have done, I suppose, suffered the most. But I guess it's not actually that simple, is it?
It's not that simple because they're all so different. They're all such different people and they've all responded in so many different ways. And whilst I think for Pippa being six, she really had no idea what was going on. So that was extremely hard. I've experienced this in a totally different way. It was like a group experience, but like quantify who's suffered the most.
Tell me a little bit about the family dynamic. The documentary that Lucy has made is partly made up of lots of home movies that Paul took. Now, obviously, I didn't meet the man, but he's clearly one.
No, Paul was a man of extremes. Worse of control is now a form of abuse as opposed to just physical abuse. I did actually write a book about my life with Paul a couple of years ago, which really is about that kind of situation I had with him and how the children struggled with that.
He was actually capable of cruelty and said some really horrific things.
Yeah. He was very... Or he was being this person that everyone was terrified of. So he was very much one side of the coin or the other, which is very difficult to deal with for anyone, but for the children especially. They never knew who they were coming home to be forewarned.
You lived in a sort of a rural idyll, quite insular. Did you see many other people, friends, neighbours?
No, and that was partly because it wasn't obvious, but there would be ways of him stopping off more and more from the outside world. But I think it becomes normal. So that became normal for us. And it's only looking back, I watch the film now and watch the archive video and think, our lives were so, so not normal. And how did I not realise it? But when you're...
And of course you have the children to bring up and you compartmentalise and life goes on.
Well, I met the family back in, 4 years ago. It was summer 2013. And I met them for a possible... A number on the spectrum.
A number of Vicky's children.
Of Vicky's children. But I'd met this family that was... which was so warm. Each and they're a very open family. I think Vicky's always sort of encouraged an atmosphere where they talk about their feelings and they talk about what's happened. And... And I at that time felt there was a... So we sort of started this journey, which has resulted in the film, exploring their lives. And
Did it feel to you? There were times, if I'm honest, when I felt as a viewer, I was uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Like a friendship, really. And that happens over time. And I think that some things, and you don't always broadcast things, and there was always an agreement being there as well. It's just me and a camera, there's no sound person, so it's an incredibly small crew. And after time, I also felt that the family always said to begin with that they wanted the film to be honest, and a real sense that the vulnerability is okay. And I always knew that we wouldn't necessarily use those things.
Yes, well, I was going to ask you off and turn off the cameras.
No, never.
Never.
In fact, there was one occasion when I was saying to Lucy, it's okay, carry on filming, and Lucy switched the camera off and put it down. Nothing could possibly be used in the film, and we had the final say. So I felt that it was important that everyone to be brutally honest, because suicide and mental health and autism and all these different issues covered in a real way, and we felt that was very important.
I would say actually that in this year, not just this year, but perhaps over the last couple of years, mental health has never been more prominent, at least in the national conversation. We are acknowledging that it has a huge impact on millions of lives. But there were times when I felt I was simply, I now know too much about your family, Vicky. I suppose I feel that it was, I don't know, I was slightly besmirched by it somehow, that it's none of my business. And that perhaps, you tell me whether you feel that maybe your children have been through a lot, as have you. Is this all too much to put them through this too? Do any of the children now say, I wish we hadn't done that, Phil?
Oh, do you know what? I agonised over that because obviously 4 years ago, the children were that much younger and we started this project, and as a mother, I did feel very responsible and I was very concerned. But since the film has come out, and the children were always very supportive, they said, no, we definitely want this to happen and we definitely want it to be brutally honest and we won't do it if it's not. But since it's come out, the children have actually said, we are so glad. We've been contacted by so many people globally, hundreds of people who've said, this has really helped us. I was thinking of taking my own life. I now won't because I understand what I'd be leaving behind. And it has been so empowering for all of us in terms of how many people seem to have been helped by the film. And the children, they're overjoyed that they made it. They couldn't be happier. And none of them have ever said that they wish they hadn't done it.
Vicky, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Vicky Shanks, you also heard from Lucy Cohen, who is the filmmaker. And there are sources of support available now on the Woman's Hour website, bbc.co.uk/Woman's Hour. So make sure you go there if you do feel you would like some help or advice.